Proclamation number 7196 of 29th of October, 1958. What should the right prayer be like? I will not deny my help to anyone who asks me for it in faithful trust. But what should your prayers be like? It is not enough just to speak the words of your mouth or to have fleeting thoughts which only deal with the wording of the prayer. You must speak to me like children who trustingly speak to the Father. And you will truly not make a wrong request. For I want you to come to me with every request. I want you to speak to me so intimately that you feel my nearness. I want you to feel increasingly more united with me, that you don't look for me in the distance but constantly know yourselves to be close to me, which, however, only your will, i.e., you yourselves, can establish. It is the certainty of my constant presence which secures everything for you, help, the feeling of security and thus also a carefree life on this earth, for where you are certain of my presence all worries and hardships leave you, for you trustingly carry everything to me and I truly take them away from you because I love you and have always promised you my help. Therefore, no suffering and no worry need oppress you on earth if you always let me be present to you. And you always let me be present to you through your will of love which is meant for me, through every work of love which is meant for your neighbor, through every thought of me, through every word which your heart speaks to me. Which is not just formal lip service. Therefore I admonish you again and again to pray, in spirit and in truth. For I can only answer such a prayer, only through such prayers will you establish the bond with me which will then also secure my help for you. And again you must therefore look for me in your thoughts, you must not allow me to be displaced from your thoughts for long. I must always be and remain the content of your life, and therefore the world must not gain predominance and dominate your thoughts. And the more intimately you join me, the more firmly I will hold you and the easier it will be for you to childlike direct your prayers to me. Every childlike call to me touches my ear, and my fatherly love will not deny the child anything. Unless it would harm his soul. But I will not disappoint a child's trust, and I direct everything to the good for the sake of the child's love which turns to me so that I will help it. Amen.